Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off of our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, when she called us, I said she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
Hey, Minnesota time. I'm gonna get straight into it. So producer Charlie's giving me this confession and it says, the title is Suggestion, question mark.
Hmm.
First of all,
I'm not open to them, but go on.
Okay. How many seconds are we in? Maybe 40? Okay. Alrighty. First of all, I want to say I have binged your episodes and now... No, I'm going to start that again. First of all, I want to say I've binged your episodes and can now say I only listen to this podcast. Only.
Love that.
Alert set.
Love
Thank
that.
Thank you for creating a safe space for sisters who sometimes feel like they don't fit in anywhere. Mm. That's going to be emotional. Please do a meet and greet event or something where someone like me doesn't have friends, aww, but would love to connect with other like-minded cousins. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm open to that one. I think, though, we've been discussing this. Guys, we are going on tour, okay? We're going to be London Palladium.
You, girl.
That
Did
let's
I tell
just
you?
On that. No, you didn't.
Babe.
Is it a lot?
The venue.
Is it a lot? Is it? Because, guys, I've never been in and Sorrel went in the other day.
Massive.
Is it massive?
Candies.
Is it colossal?
It's...
Are we about to rip the roof off that?
I want you to know, first of all, they've never seen anybody like us there before.
Of course they don't.
Secondly...
Of course they don't. And I want our big black faces on... All,
I want... There's a billboard outside.
I want our... There's like a screen.
Yes,
thing.
That
I
one.
I want the screen.
There. It is...
I want
Huge.
People to be walking from work and just see a queue of black yeah. cousins.
And be like, what's going on
What's
here?
Going on?
What's happening?
Never mind.
None of your business. How about that? Catch the next one. No, we've got London
Peter Kane.
She just said Peter Kane. What the...
Maybe that's the one you should go to.
Peter Kay? Peter Kay is like, now what did I do? Where am I in all of this? What did I do?
Oh my God.
No, but in all seriousness, we're going to be in London. We're going to be in Manchester. We're going to be in Birmingham. You can get your tickets on www.closetconfessionspod.com.
But we are thinking, I think we've said this in some planning meetings, of having like a solo cousin meetup area in the venue.
Yeah. Like a time.
Like a mixer.
Or like a section.
Yeah. Where if you've come alone,
you go there.
Yeah.
Go chat, mingle. Mm. It is. The thing is, I've been to events on my own.
Yeah.
It's daunting.
Yeah.
But what I love about Closet Confessions, and we've seen it time and time again.
So many times.
People come by themselves and they leave with a gaggle of friends.
Yeah. They go for dinner or drinks. Yeah.
They're like, oh, the show has ended, but we're continuing down the road. Like, it's just that space. Anyways. We're on tour. Come and see us.
Yeah, we'll set up
fun.
A little space.
Little space. I promise you, it's always good vibes. People are laughing. We're cackling.
Yeah.
Sometimes we shed a tear, but it's always in good nature.
Yeah. And we've only had once.
Only once, and it wasn't even, we could have made it much more public.
It was twice.
What was the second one?
Yeah, Soho Theatre, there was a little, yeah, Charlie's nodding. Oh, there was a little something in the corner. And then.
I remember the Clapham one. That one was nasty.
And if you're listening, and return your ticket right now.
I was just about to say, by the way.
Refund it right now.
I want to say, the nature of our shows,
bruh,
this podcast,
bruh, it should be blatantly clear.
But if it's not, allow me to make it crystal clear.
Yeah,
it is bifocals. If you come in there wanting to put down anyone, wanting to make
or laugh
feel
at their confession,
laugh at confessions, ooh, that ain't the space.
And whilst we are not singular or a joint, podcast that will shame you, if you want the spotlight, we will give it to you.
Oh.
We will stand on business on that.
Because if everybody has a day.
Yeah. If you want the spotlight,
we will give it to you. Yeah.
We are not the ones where you can come to our shows and belittle other people.
No. And everything is always love. We love a kiki.
Always.
We love a joke. But if you don't know where the line Sorry, no, because the Clapham one, I'm not going to lie.
That was mad.
If you don't know where the line is,
that was mad.
Shut up.
That was mad because there was some silence for a few minutes.
We had to remember.
As we had to renegotiate some wigs up in that bitch.
Yeah. Do a little shift and shake. Because what do you mean? Yeah. I will reposition your wig for you. Allow me. Step forward.
And we never do that.
We never do it.
It's just not in our business to
and
do
the
that.
The thing is, if you didn't catch it, you wouldn't have known that had happened because there were people at the show.
But
then
the first five rows, they
saw it. They saw, they heard, and they saw us. So just
because
know.
Because whatever she said, everyone went,
it was despicable. So just know that if you're coming.
We're not the ones.
It's always good vibes.
If you're coming with bad vibes, stay at your yard.
Stay at your yard. But yes, we'll be on tour. Come and get tickets. Come and have fun. I can't wait for our outfits.
Honestly, the idea, we've got to tell Charlie this idea about the...
Yeah. Charlie, don't you worry. But anyway, Charlie's saying, get on to the next confession. So we've got a second confession here and it is titled, I Hate My Marriage.
What?
Hi, Candice and Sorrel.
So, Susu. She's...
Well, I want to know. Hi, Candice and Sorrel. My sisters love, love, love your podcast. We're over here cheering you all the way. I am here today because I just don't know how to deal with all these feelings. I'm overwhelmed. I'm a 28-year-old. I've been married for 5 years with 2 kids.
Sugar.
Yeah. The father of my kids, in brackets, my husband.
Even Brixton breathed out. I hope the mic caught that.
The father of my kids, in brackets, husband, is 55 years old.
Wale bami.
Close bracket. I wasn't expecting it. I never had spent it in. Okay. I met him when I was still in college. And yes, we instantly hit it off. That's not what I was thinking, but okay. But yes, we instantly hit it off. Also, I thought, oh gosh, I like that he bought me things and made me feel special. And ultimately, he brought me to the UK. Fast forward today. Oh, good God. I met a boy. He is 33. Such a gentleman.
You met your age, mate.
You met your peer. Your peer. Anyway, let me not say the rest of that sentence because that would have to be cut. I met a lovely boy. He's 33, such a gentleman, so kind, respectful, and we've been talking every day. I'm beginning to question everything. Yeah. My marriage, my life. I feel like I need more adventure, more sex and romance. The time that we get... the time that we get to be intimate with my husband...
Say it.
Sorry. Always thinking.
Is he gonna die now?
No, she's always thinking. She's always thinking about this boy.
Sorry.
Sorry. Because you said intimate. met and she's always thinking what
not about his death. No. She's thinking about
the boy.
And she says, it gets me going. I hate my current life, baby. Oh. Don't get me wrong, I love my kids. These two are precious, but I just don't know anymore. If maybe I rushed this marriage thing, I think I want out. Oh, but a loss is at stake. Please just tell me anything. I need advice. Thank you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know.
Sorry, I just stuffed some chocolate into my mouth.
I don't know what to say to this. I don't know what to say because fundamentally, do you want to be married? You've told me you hate your life, told me you want excitement,
but
you told
all these
me you
things are great to say if you're not willing to start all over again,
exactly.
Then it just falls on deaf ears.
Exactly. Do you want your marriage to work, or do you want to have a bit of fun with someone?
Because you need to remember, this is highly unlikely that you are going to go from as boring as and as lackluster as it is.
What the heck? Babe, swallow. I have no idea what lackluster is, but girl.
Sponsored by Tony Chocolonely Lounge as
well. I hate eating a chocolate bar. Do you want to finish?
So.
Yeah.
What you need to remember is, despite how boring and lackluster it is highly unlikely that you are now heading for stability.
Exactly. Exactly. Highly
unlikely.
Bearing in mind, monkey bar swinging from one relationship to the next.
It's not a vibe anyway.
Is detrimental to you.
I would prefer if you cut this, if you divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Be single.
Waited.
Be friends with this guy.
Exactly. And then.
But spend a period of time restabilizing by yourself.
And also, you're basically replaying what you did when you were at college. Because at college, you wanted to be bought stuff, made to feel good, leave the country you were in, whatever. Now, you want to be made feel good, sex, the romance. It's all appealing. But what you need to do is take a moment. Realize, okay, maybe you do or you don't want to be with your husband. That's fine. That is a choice you can make. But sit.
But also, because what I'm not getting from you is that A, your husband's treating you bad. Which is not a sole reason to stay, by the way.
No,
I hate when people do that.
No.
But that's not what we're hearing. He's not doing that. He's not cheating you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's old.
He's old, which you knew.
Yeah, been old. You've never been young since you were with him.
But there's a shiny new toy in your eye line.
Yeah, that's exciting and
fun. All those things are going to lose shine.
And also, I also haven't heard anything. You know the statement, I hate my current life, is a strong statement because you've only mentioned your husband and your children. There are many other aspects to your life. Maybe you don't hate your life.
But maybe you don't even have other aspects to your life.
Or that.
And that.
That's what you hate. That's what you hate. Yeah. It's the lack of.
Because you're literally housewifing.
Exactly.
Or mothering.
And let me tell you this. Me, when I was at, sixth form college or that age, the last thing I needed to be was the wife of someone or the mother of someone because I wasn't there. I had to go explore life and live and whatever. So you've gone from you know, literally being young, that. To being a wife, to being a mother, and now you're tired. That's
also,
what it is.
And also you're feeling as though you have to make up for lost time because you've not had those golden years of just throwing it all at the wall.
Yeah. But you're right, there is a huge loss to be had. Is it one you're willing to take?
Is it worth it?
Is it one you're...
If there was no other person in the picture, I would tell you this is worth it.
If that part. Yeah. Would you still do it?
Yeah. If she had written to us saying she feels all those things and the last sentence was, and I just want to leave him and start again.
Yeah.
Go off to the races.
I want to see you win. Fine.
But the fact that you are saying you want to do this whilst the visuals of someone else is in your mind, that doesn't fly for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're doing it for the wrong
reasons.
And
that's not to say that the feelings this new shiny guy has been able to highlight in you are incorrect or they're unreal. You just need to be able to look into your future as a single mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to be blunt.
Yeah.
That's how you...
And a divorce.
Like if you choose to do this because of this new person, that's also an end or, you know, an interim period you have to visualise for yourself. And I have heard, and I don't know what the setup is between you and your current husband, I have heard men who have, and I'm not trying to slight you in any way, it's just the lingo I see online. I've heard the husbands of a passport princess turning vile in divorce. Vile, because they feel like you owe them the world. Without him, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be.
You wouldn't have this life.
Baby, you can smile and glimmer and put a fanciful eye on this new boy all you want. Mm. You've never even experienced the reality of fending for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And also, does he want to take on two children, or does he want to sleep with you? Sorry. I'm so sorry to be that person. But cousins, what is it in this? Who gains the most in this situation?
Just stretching my little leggies.
Who gains the most in this situation?
Bro.
The person who is going to have to carry the majority of that burden is going to be you, if not
because
all.
Who's to say your husband don't just run off and not check for your kids? Yeah. It's been done.
Yeah. And then the thing is, if you're going to make a decision like that, it's a decision you want to stand 10 toes down in. Not a decision that you're like...
SpongeBob feet.
I only did it because... I only felt like this because... Nah, babe, take a moment.
This is not college anymore.
This is not that.
This is not college anymore. You're out in the big leagues.
You are a full
adult.
And
your decision is going to ricochet. And we just want you to be well informed.
Yes.
We will always tell you to do what you want at the end of the day.
Yes.
But every decision has consequences.
Exactly.
Think this through.
Exactly.
Think this through.
Because Lord knows that old man, you know, he... Sorry. Anyways.
If you come and kill this man...
He didn't need to catch a stray. I'm so sorry, sir.
Not this, sir.
I'm so sorry, sir. But I wish you all the best, you and your entire family. All righty.
Anyway, guys, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.